Last week, I became 56 years old. Thank you. February 24th. That is one day late of our Japanese prince, Tennō's son, yeah, Hironomiya. He, the same age, 1960. He was born in 23rd. I was born 24th. One day difference. What a difference. Yeah. I'm so blessed. No interview on my birthday. And I can go anywhere I want. I can do anything I want, you know. And hopefully he will believe in God, or he is, I don't know. And he will be free spiritually. And someday our Tennōs, our emperors, family, whole family became Christian. And they will declare, you know, this is the country of God. Amen. Huh? Amen. But thank you. And I'm so healthy, physically, mentally, hopefully, spiritually. And I found the reason why I'm so healthy. That is a prayer. The very first prayer request for our pastors and their families, blessing and health. This is your answer of your prayer. Thank you. Okay. Don't rebuke me if I call or something, you know. Well, let's read James 4, 1 to 10. The text today, title is Pray Bat. It's printed on your bulletin. Thank you for beautiful bulletin. Wonderful. Let me read first. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to the mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Wow. Can you say amen? Wow. This is Bible. Huh? Bible sounds to me is full of peace, love, you know, soft words. But this is different. What are
severe words, huh? Yeah, but this is the Bible. The book of James, the most hard, the hardest and understandable, you know, it's hard to understand. But of course, we are we're loved, and our sins are forgotten, you know, or we are saved. But also, we, as sinner, we have to be so careful, and we have to sometimes got to be scolded like this. You know, James, to me, is like a father, you know, very strong father. Yeah, unfortunately, my father died when he was 41. I was 9, so I don't have any image of my father. But I'm not like this father to my sons, you know. But I don't know yours. But this kind of typical strong father, son or daughter, listen to me. What causes fights and quarrel among you? Don't they come from your desire that battle within you? You desire but do not have, you so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you got on your pleasures. Sounds like that. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, your eyes are, wow, it's open. But, This 10 verses tell the three important relations. The first one, first relation, the word relationship, is each other. Especially the body of Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, are Christians. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Even Christians, even the church, we have fights and we have quarrels. Even the Christian family or Christian husbands and wives, we have quarrels and fights. Yeah. But James said, don't they come from your desires? Which means our battles, our quarrels, come from our desire. That's true. Of course, we say, you're wrong. You know, I'm right. And this battle or this quarrel is important, we need. But if we dig our mind, dig our thinking, we'll hit our desire. You know, we human beings, we are the full of sin. And the problem we have is desire. The first one who commits sin in the Garden of Eden, why they, or Adam and Eve, broke the promise? Desire. They want to eat. They want to eat something looking good. And they become more smart, maybe, because the devil says. That's a desire. All human beings have desire. Of course, desire is important. Without desires, maybe we won't be any person or something. You know, we have some desires. But we have to be careful about our desire if we have fights or quarrels. If you have some fights or quarrels this week, check your desire.
even if it's from our desire or not. And James says very unique or important teaching in this passage. He says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. Jesus said what? Matthew 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Ask, you'll receive. That's a promise, right? Jesus said, ask. Seek and you will find. Knock, the door will open. Because Jesus said, we pray, Lord, I need this. I want this. I need money. I need car. I need house. I need clothes. But won't come. But Jesus said, if you ask, you'll be given. Lord, why these are not coming to me? James said, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. Wow. This is like a reference, you know. The Matthew 7:7, and you put some asterisks, and if you hit the asterisk, comes to here, the James 4:3. God, I pray this, I ask this, but it won't come. Why, God? And James said, because it's wrong, from wrong motive. God is looking into your motives. Why you're asking? That's very important. Of course, we can ask anything to God. Yes, it's free. But if our prayer, what we ask is not, say, okay, it's not comes the answer from God, it's not responded, we have to think about, well, why God does not listen to my prayer? Maybe our motives are wrong. Somebody says there are three answers for our prayer. One, okay. God listen to, you know. Two, no. God said no. And three, wait. Yeah? We don't know which one. But God is listening every single small prayer what we pray. Yes. God is so busy. How many people on this earth? And how many people are praying? You remember the movie? What's the name of the movie? Yeah. Somebody become God. Yeah. And he start hearing the prayer. Too many prayers coming once. And he said, oh, no, I can't. And somebody said, well, I bought a lot. Please win this lot. And he said, okay. And everybody. So the lot, the winning price is getting small, you know, because he answers yes to everybody. God is listening our prayer. And God is so sincere because he's not just listening to our prayer, but he is looking into our motives. Busier than just listening. Yeah. Even just listening is so hard, but he's every single prayer we make, God is checking our motives.
Wow. Sorry, God. I reduced my prayer.
No? Rachel says, no. I'm going to pray more. Yeah, but we make our God busy. Yes, truly. But he's okay. He's our God. Pray. Yes. Paul said, pray. Pray without ceasing, right? Pray without ceasing, 24 hours. We make God more busy. But God said, I love you. Pray. I want to listen to your voice. We are not sincere. We are not royal. But he is sincere and he is royal to us. So he's listening our prayer and he's checking our single prayer. Why he or she or this guy or this man, this boy or this girl pray this prayer? And he check it and he answer our prayer. The best answer. The answer of God is the best. You, the parents, mother and fathers, feel how different, you know, why your sons or daughter ask something to you. Well, we say yes or no or later. It's very hard, huh? Yeah. And we sometimes regret, wow, we should not say no, or we should not say yes, or we should answer as soon as possible, or, you know. But God never regret. Yeah. He answered a prayer, the best timing, the best answer. Because he knows everything. He knows me, he knows us, he knows the world, he knows the future, he knows the whole world, whole universe, and he gives the best answer. And he checks our motives. Wonderful. So what you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Wow. Oh, this is very hard for me. Yeah, I do pray sometimes for my pleasure. But the important point of this three verses is what we have to be careful. When we fight or quarrels, we have to check our motives, our desire, you know, what things in our mind. The second relationship is relationship with the world, verse 4 to 6. Your adulterous people. Don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Wow! How could we live in this world? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Wow! We cannot make any friends in this world. Huh? I have many friends in this world, non-Christians. Most of Japanese are non-Christians. Yeah. You can live in Christian group in United States or in a Quaker town or something. You know, when I was in United States, I felt that In the United States, it's easy to be a Christian. Yeah. Churches around, you know, 24 hours Christian messages, radio, many Christian friends. Yeah, so I feel very easy. Yeah. But in Japan, no Christian TV, no Christian radio, no Christians except the church. It's very hard. Yeah. But the James said, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. What this text means? James, please. And I want to tell James, how about Jesus? He made a lot of friends of the world, right? Sinners. He loves sinners. He loves tax collectors. He loves prostitutes. He loves, so-called sinners. The hint of the of understanding this word, this scripture, this verses, I think the verse 4. You know that this friendship with the world means enmity. Friendship with the world. This word means the sinful word. The word means the word without God, against God. The word friendship in Greek is phileo, philia or something. It's become a friend, you know. Of course, we have to live in the world, but if we are our mind, way of living or thinking become the worldly. That is wrong. Of course, we have to live in the world, but this world is ruled by Satan. This world is ruled by money, ruled by power, ruled without the Bible. So if we become the friend of the world, which means we live not by the rule of the Bible, which means we live with the money, not God. That is, if we live like that, we become enemy against God. So, I think we can make friends in this world. To love, to show the love of God. To spread the word of God. To spread the gospels. Without friendship, we cannot reach out to people, right? I give you the Bible. I throw the Bible into the world. I don't want to be your friends. You know? Could we convey the transfer the message of the love? No. Yeah, like the parable of Good Samaritan. We have to show our love. What we do, we have to make a good relationship with non-Christians, then we can give the message of God. Verse 5, or do think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? God He loves us. New American Standard says, or do you think that Scripture speaks to no purpose? He jealously desires the Spirit which He has made to dwell in us. It's hard to understand what the jealously, you know, means. Because in Japanese, especially jealous or jealously has a bad connotation. But in the Bible, jealous or jealously has good connotation, especially if the word expressed about God's love. Like Exodus 34:14 said, do not worship any other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous. Whose name is jealous? Our God's name is jealous. He's a jealous God. God is jealous. What the God is jealous means? Jealous is a feeling to someone you love, right? If you're a boyfriend or a girlfriend, seems love to the others, you feel jealous, right? Because you want to occupy the guy or lady just for you. That is our God. God is jealous, which means God loves us, God loves you, and God wants you not to love other gods. Not to love others. This shows our God's strong love. God said, I love you. Do not love any other gods. Because I love you. I'm jealous. Don't put your eyes on any god. Any gods. Just gaze on me. Put your eyes on me. Because God knows other gods are wrong. Because God knows other gods are not gods. God, He knows. He is the only God. That's why He's jealous. Yeah. So he wants his Spirit make him dwell in us, live in us, deep. Just dwell means, you know, live. It's a very strong word. It's not just like a visit or come. Dwell means 24 hours. God wants His Spirit lives in our spirit, in our heart. No move. We ask God, Lord, we need Your Spirit sometimes. When we feel lonely or if we feel weak or when we have special project or, you know, we have some difficulties. Lord, we need Your Spirit. God said, no, 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 no. I want my Spirit dwell in you. Stay in your heart. No move. Our God is jealous. No spirit except God's Spirit in our heart. That is our God. That's why God do not want us to have a relationship with the world, with the other gods. You know, then we can make clear the statement, right? And the third relationship is relationship with God. Verse 7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Important, very famous scripture. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Come near to God. This, the sentence, come near to God first. Then, he will come near to you. God never comes to you or force you into your heart. Open your heart. I want to come into your heart. That is not our God. God is gentle. God is waiting. It's like the revelation. I'm knocking you. That's all we could do. Knocking your heart. Please open. There is no doorknob on my side, God said. Open your eyes. Then the James said, come near to God. We have to come close to God. We have to submit ourselves. God does not force us to come. Never force us to submit. Never force us to humble. How could you come to God? Very important. Next verse. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is the way we can come to God. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. What to wash your hands means? Take our sins out. Become clear, clean hands. Because our hands are full of sins. So put your sins out. Leave your sins from your hands. Because hands make sins. So wash your hands. Then purify your hearts. Purify your hearts. Like the first section I said, check your motives. Check your desire. Purify your hearts. You double-minded. Wow, strong words. You double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Wail means scream or something. In front of you, in front of God, because we are sinful, we are double-minded, we have to grieve and mourn and scream. Lord, sorry, Lord. We made a lot of sins. We make you sad. This is the picture. If we comes to God, if we come close to God, what happens? God is holy. God is pure. So if we come close to God, God's light shows our heart, shows our hands, then our sins are disclosure. Our wrong desire, our wrong motives comes out. Because lighter, if you come lighter, close to light, it's shiny and everything gets clear, right? So if we come to the Lord, we have to clean, wash our hands. We have to purify our hearts. And we feel so sad and grief because we're sinners. Lord, sorry. And sometimes we have to scream, oh, Lord, no, I'm so sinners. I'm sinful. I'm so dirty, Lord. I cannot come close to you. Humble yourselves before the Lord. And finally, we have to put our hands down on the ground. We cannot look up. Then, read the last sentence, what the Bible said. He will lift you up. God will lift you up. I don't need to get up. But totally be humble, put our heads on the ground, and Lord, reach out His hands and grab your hands and lift us up. Okay, your sins are forgiven. You're my son. You're my daughter. I'm glad you come. That is a relationship with God. We come close to God, and God lift us up. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for service. Thank you for come together, worship you, and pray together. And thank you for learning your words from the book of James. The words are so severe, but they're full of grace, Lord. Thank you. We can learn relationship with each other and relationship with the world and relationship with you, Lord. Lord, we come to you. We wash our hands and purify our hearts and be humble. Of course, we are so sinful and we are double-minded. But Lord, thank you. Since we are sinful, your grace works. Your love is needed. And you lift us up, Lord. Lord, this week, we have to live in this sinful world. Lord, however, your spirit is in our heart, dwells in our hearts, live in our hearts. Anytime we pray, Lord, you listening, and you give us the best answer. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. Pray in your name. Amen.